Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's.
I don't know.
Let's figure this thing out. It's okay. Time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker.
Well, this ought to be interesting. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're at 720 WGN. And here I am. And Karen Conti should be there. Karen, are you there?
I am, John. Good evening.
Good evening. I've been told, I don't know how many times in the past week since it was announced that you're going to have to talk to a lawyer. You're going to talk to a lawyer. Okay, fine. I guess I will. But this really isn't a legal matter.
You have to fight a lawyer on the air, John.
Yeah, I guess so.
At your own risk.
Yeah, indeed.
At your own peril, buddy.
So, you know, for more than... first of all, let me say, Karen hosts a show on WGN Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sundays, except when preempted by sports, and gosh, I know how that goes. For more than 35 years, she's been a dynamic and influential attorney in the local and national legal community. Intensive, incredible, diverse experience, circuit court, U.S. Supreme Court, and now this. So... It's an ever expanding resume. So you, I understand, wanted to sing the praises of who is it you want to sing the praises of again?
I want to sing the praises of Garrett's Popcorn.
Ah, okay.
The best food in the history of the world. If I, John, if I had 5 minutes left to live. 5 minutes left to live.
Wow.
And I don't have to exercise the next day. I'm going to get a big tub of it, and I'm going to eat it all the way until that final moment.
The best food in the entire world. Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Why is that?
Because it's hot, and it's caramely, and it's mm-hmm. thick, and it smells so good, and it's crunchy. And it's just really, really good. I mean,
yes.
It's good.
Oh, no, it's good. I have no quibble or argument about that. It's good. I mean, I've sent it to relatives and all of that, but it's my job in this particular food fight to stand up for Cracker Jacks. I guess that's one way of putting it. And unfortunately, as I was... You know, it's been a long time since I actually thought about Cracker Jacks. The more I read about it, the more disappointed I became because my boyhood image of Cracker Jacks and my experience of Cracker Jacks has pretty much been taken over by corporate America, which is not surprising since a lot of things have. But, you know, in the beginning, there was a couple of guys in Chicago who actually came up with the original Cracker Jack concept and ingredients at the World Columbian Exhibition. And in 1896, the first lot of Cracker Jacks was produced, and they came up with the line, the more you eat, the more you want. And there's a couple of other things about Cracker Jacks that no matter what you say, no other corn, Cracker Jacks, popcorn product can, how do I put this? Cracker Jacks has a couple of things going for it that no other corn can. No other, there's just no way because it's been embedded in American history to an extent that when baseball is played, there is a song, usually done at the seventh inning stretch, that says something to the effect of take me out to the ball game, and then in the line, a line in there goes buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. So it's got that going for it. What do you say to that, Karen?
Well, you can't just rest on your laurels. And
no.
Frankly, Cracker Jacks compared to Garrett's tastes like it was made in 1800, shoved in a box, and kept there for all of that time. It doesn't taste fresh. It doesn't have that beautiful buttery, caramely feel and taste. It's molasses. Molasses is quite different than that toffee flavor that Garrett's has. So you can rest on your laurels. You can rest on history. You can rest on it being an American ballpark favorite.
Yes.
You come right down to the taste of it, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no comparison. As one of my Facebook friends said, it's like comparing toilet water and Perrier.
Hey, for
that
all
was
I know,
dramatic, wasn't it?
I love that
it. Was dramatic.
No wonder you're an attorney. I mean, who else would think of that guy? It's like comparing toilet water with Perrier. All right, Your Honor. I believe Counselor is, well, okay. We'll be back with the food fight. I think I'm getting my rear end handed to me when we come back on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John.
Yeah. John Landegger and Karen Conti, and she's, the attorney, and I was warned, and I should have heeded those warnings, because, man, you're brutal. I'm not accustomed to being brutalized during the food fight, because when Dan was on, we'd be going, I sort of like whatever that, I like what you're talking about, but I sort of like this, too. It was, not quite the same as, what was it, toilet water and Perrier, or whatever that comparison was. Which is making a fine point.
I'm going to fight to win, John. I'm here to fight until the bitter end here.
All right. Since that's what we're doing, I'm going to tell you that Garrett's is snob corn. It's not for real people. It's for people who've got friggin' money. It's for the elite. It's for the upper class. It's for the one percenters. Who have the money to go in?
$4.99 for a small serving. $4.99. That's what a cup of coffee cost at Starbucks.
But we're not going to Starbucks, and we're not having coffee. We're going to get popcorn or whatever, caramel corn or whatever it is. And we're not going just anywhere. We've got to go where it's sold in a specific store, which of course is huge. They've got them around Chicagoland. But, Cracker Jacks is available anywhere. You go in there, you find the Cracker Jacks, you carry it out, you can carry it with you, you put it in your pocket. You can't do that with Garrett's. You have to commit, some money.
So you just have to hang around a 7-Eleven to get the Cracker Jacks. Is that the idea?
Hang around a 7-Eleven. I hang around a 7-Eleven waiting for my Cracker Jack dealer to show up in the parking lot so that we can make an exchange, Gary. Right. No. It's more than 7-Elevens.
Stale food. Fiddle Saddle is better. Poppycock is better. Crunchy Munch is better. I would say that all of those are so much better than Cracker Jacks. I mean, I'm certainly not.
When was the last time you ever had Cracker Jacks?
About a year ago, I tasted it. And frankly, I went into the box and was looking for my little toy.
They don't do that anymore.
To harken back to my years as a kid. Guess what, John? They don't even put it in there anymore. Doing that in 2016.
I understand they give you some sort of QR code link to obtain, something. Yeah, that's definitely not
one word for that. That's lame. Very lame.
That's progress. That's what that is.
Progress.
Well, certainly the QR code is ubiquitous now. It's part of our world. You can't get around it.
The toy made the popcorn
but
taste
think,
better.
Think how many
it didn't taste very good.
Think how many children have been saved from gagging on Cracker Jack toys simply by converting to the QR code. Okay? I mean,
you can't even say that with a straight face.
That's true.
I'm not in the same room with you, but you have a straight face right now.
I can't do any of this with a straight face. I mean, I'm up over here going, all right, fine. You got to make those comparisons. I'm coming back with it's a snob corn. It's for people who have their nose in the air, so to speak. It's for the trendy. That's what it is. It's not like the street level It's like a Michelin popcorn. You know what I mean? Like Michelin restaurants. That's what I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying
it originated in 1949. It's not a Johnny Come Lately caramel corn store. 1949. It doesn't go back as far as Cracker Jack.
No, it doesn't.
It's been around Chicago for a long time.
You know both. Well, then obviously you do know that both of these initially have a Chicago origin, right? I mean, both Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, they do.
And Cracker Jacks has been compromised by corporate America. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'm here attempting to stick up for them, for it, because I decided that was going to... You just said you wanted to do Garrett's caramel corn is what they told me originally. And I said, because I've had it and it's great. I've sent it to my granddaughter, my daughter in L.A., whatever, I've shipped it. But so I said, well, what's close to that, sort of? Well, that would be Cracker Jacks. I guess that's the first thing that popped into my mind. Oh, wait. And there's one more thing that, where'd it go? Hold on. There's one more thing that Garrett's will never, ever accomplish, and that's being a part of a lyric in a Meatloaf song.
And but listen to what those words mean. It's like getting your engagement ring in a Cracker Jack box. It's denigrating. If you find something in a Cracker Jack box, that means it's not significant, and it's also a cheap little toy that you really don't need. So it's not raising it to the level of a food that should be looked up to. It's basically saying you're buying garbage and you're going to get garbage at the bottom of it.
Well, you know, some of us are just that way. What can I tell you? That's the man of the street. The man, that's the real man. That's the broad shoulders. That's the Chicago person. That's the blue collar. We're the people who carry the Cracker Jack tradition with us on our shoulders, regardless of whether or not the upper class looks down upon us and accuses us of dealing with insignificant crap. I can't believe I'm even saying that.
I'm a girl from Berwyn. So, you know, I started out, you know, very modest means. And I used to buy Cracker Jack. And at that time, as a little girl, I thought it was pretty good. I thought this was like one of my favorite junk foods. Mm-hmm. But then you have Garrett's and your whole life changes. You got to throw out those old thoughts, those old opinions, and you got to move in with the new. Garrett's is so much better.
Well, do we have a, I'm sure we have a total and I'm getting my butt wiped, but what is the voting thing on the...
You are correct. Yeah. 70% for Garrett. So one for Karen.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Well, I'm never
stuffing the ballot box, Jack.
I'm never going to argue.
You know, I got you.
I'm never arguing with you again. This is ridiculous. Although if I ever need an attorney, I'll give you a call. So I've learned something from this.
I do candy bars, too, just in case.
Okay, what's your favorite candy bar?
Favorite candy bar?
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat a lot of candy, but I would say I like a Heath bar.
Yeah, I like a Heath bar. I don't think I'd have an argument about that. Although, when it comes to candy, I'm pretty much a licorice person in all forms. And I don't mean good and plenty, which would be the Cracker Jacks of the licorice world. I'm talking about, I can't remember the brand names, but they're
Twizzler.
I just like the licorice. What can I say? Although,
do you like it fresh? Because I like it stale.
Oh, no, I like it fresh. I don't like it stale. Mm. And quite honestly, I've never really met any candy I didn't like. The only thing that really is not my favorite is anything with nuts included in it. You know, but for some reason that just doesn't do it for me.
Well, your Cracker Jack has those peanuts, like five of them, five dried up, shriveled. Yeah. What about circus peanuts?
Circus peanuts. Now that's interesting. Yeah, they're okay. It's not something that I'd buy and take home with me. That's sort of like peanuts at the ballpark, right? Is that what we're talking about? Circus peanuts? The kind you crack open?
No, those are those orange things that you see in the gas station.
Oh, you're talking about like candy. Oh, you're back to candy.
Yes.
No. Candy. No. I'm not a part of that. They're too, what's the word, chalky? I don't like
Blindly sweet.
I don't like the consistency of it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, you're not being invited back, in case you were wondering.
Do I need to be invited, or can Jack just kind of like put me on the line?
No, he can put you on. Do you know, by the way, speaking of that, is there any news as to who's coming in next week?
We have Lisa Dent lined up.
Lisa, did she mention any kind of food?
Yeah, I got a list here. Hold on.
Oh, all right.
Rockford Pizza versus all other pizza. Then she has Snickers bars.
Oh.
And then you could pick another candy bar. Or she has goat cheese versus blue cheese.
Okay.
Hard-boiled eggs, funeral potatoes, beets, or jalapenos. So we have a lot of choices.
Wait a minute. Funeral potatoes?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Funeral potatoes?
I don't know.
Potatoes you serve at a funeral?
What? Around the dead people? Hey, is she going to kick your butt too?
Probably. This has been fun up until this point, but you know, I guess I'll just have to take it because people are loading up to get me. Thanks, Karen. I appreciate you coming on.
You take care. Go Garrets.